Hey, Alex here, and you're listening to another episode of the Market Adventures podcast. Today is Friday, April 23rd, and I told you yesterday, if you listened to the outro, that I felt something coming in the market and to be patient. Well, something did come, and it came fast. Stocks had their worst day in more than a month. But what caused the sell-off? Stay tuned to find out. Taxes, taxes, taxes. But this time, it's different, way different. And you could almost call it personal, right? The president is expected to release a tax proposal next week as part of his American Families Plan, which I love because I have children, but let me go more into it. Nearly doubling the capital gains tax for the wealthiest Americans, people making upwards of $1 million or more, right? He's trying to double that to about 39, which you include the surplus with medical is 43.4%, so about 50%, right? That's the highest tax pretty much in history, right? It historically is pretty high, and that would be higher than the federal tax rate on the highest earners of wage income, right? Because there's a difference. There's capital gains income or income from investments, assets, things like that. When you're in a business, you trade stocks, real estate, things like that, right? There's different tax rates for different things. And then there's wage income. That's taxed at a pretty consistent number depending on where you fall in the wage bracket. So the top wage bracket for income, right? This new tax would now make investing income from capital gains higher than the highest wage income. Right, which typically was never the case. Right, there was always almost a benefit, right, for investing. Right, there was always a benefit for investing that working from a job and making money from a job was always less of an advantageous place for you to be. But this now changes everything. Right now, the key is a long-term capital gains tax because there's always a short-term capital gains tax. Right, which means if you own an asset. If you buy an asset and sell it for a profit within a year, right, you pay taxes on that short-term gain. And then there's long-term capital gains tax where if you own it for more than a year, you pay a different tax for having held it for longer than a year, right? You're not flipping, right? That's the key. So this new tax is going to apply to long-term assets as well, long-term capital gains as well. And that changes the whole game. The entire financial management industry is going to have to reboot their strategies to better serve this new environment. Now, in the current model, like I said, you know, taxes on income is higher than tax on investment. This is going to change things and make tax on investments higher than taxes on income. And I mean, there's so many books written about, oh, you know, make sure you know what tax bracket you are. You know, working is for suckers. Change your game plan. Start investing. Now, do those books suddenly become obsolete if this new environment changes? So, I mean, the crazy thing is, in addition to just that stuff, right, this is going to change even new assets too, right? Think about Bitcoin. Think about how fast Bitcoin has gone up recently. Think about the companies that have invested in Bitcoin and have seen that gain. It doesn't matter if they sell Bitcoin now or sell Bitcoin years from now. With this new tax, they're going to pay an increased rate no matter what. So do people now start investing less? Do people start investing the same amount, but now we see more fluctuations? We'll see more volatility because people are willing to sell out faster. Maybe hedge funds start trading instead of long-term investing because it doesn't matter if you hold it or not, right? So there's a lot of things that could come from this, right, just from this one change. Now, I have to admit that the AIM has good intentions, right? The reason they want to do it has good intentions. I mean, you know, it's intended to help fund an expansion of subsidies for childcare, which I have two children, so like I'm down for that, and make community college tuition free for everybody, right? Among a bunch of other things, right? So I know community college tuitions in a couple states, I think, are free. And then if you go to an in-house college or university in a couple states, it's at a reduced cost from than if you are traveling outside of your state. So there's a lot of different ways where the government's tried to make education and other social changes better for people. But now they're trying to get this money from the investor side of the market and pull it into this new social change area, which is not really a surprise. Biden ran on this very aggressive Democratic stance. Same with Kamala Harris. Not as aggressive as, say, Bernie Sanders, but still aggressive nonetheless. So I guess this is not much of a surprise. But yesterday, the market hearing that rumor and hearing that big number just kind of shocked the market. So we'll see if it continues today or if it doesn't continue today. Fridays are normally low volume and chill days. So if it's a easy day and the market kind of rebounds, we'll hope for a good ending or beginning on Monday. If the market sells off even more today and we see any more volume than we normally see on a Friday, this could get ugly. So we'll see what happens in the future, but we don't know. And this is the thing. It may not even pass, right? From what the people on the TV, from what they're saying, the likelihood of this passing is so low because, you know, it's doubtful they can get all the Democrats to agree on this crazy number. And then there's one senator who has a pretty big swing vote advantage where he kind of has a big say on how things go in the Senate, and they're saying he won't approve of it. So I mean, the chance of it passing is low, but if this is now a discussion point, right, if it starts at 43 and they, you know, negotiate it and barter it down, how low can they get it? Or is it going to stay really that high, and is it going to make wage income more of an advantageous position to be than investment income? So that's going to shake up the whole financial management game. We'll stick on the topic and we'll see how things go. But that's why the market fell off today. Now, again, this doesn't mean sell everything and run, right? What I just said doesn't mean sell everything and run, take your gains now and go hide somewhere, right? It still has to be confirmed and made into law, right? And that's a long time away, even if it is true. So the market just doesn't like surprises, but that's fine. I did, full transparency, I did buy a Home Depot put option for May to see if I could, just to get exposure to this, because if it does get ugly, I want to be involved. But even if it doesn't get ugly, I didn't leverage that much, right? I didn't buy an expensive put option. I bought one, you know, relatively far out the money, a couple standard deviations outside for really cheap. So I wanted to expose myself, but only a little bit just in case it did move in that direction. But the key here is patience, right? If it does get confirmed and things start moving faster, then I'll go a little bit more expensive and get something that may double or triple in price and get a good return. But for now, something that's pretty outside, relatively cheap, doesn't hurt the portfolio too much. If I'm wrong, I'm okay with it being wrong at that price point, and we'll see what happens in the future. So just stay patient and be ready to strike, right? Have your money ready and be ready to strike when an opportunity presents itself on the downside or on the upside. This has been your host, Alex Cunningham, saying be well, and remember, as you begin searching for answers to life's challenges, don't seek security. Seek adventure.